If the world seems to be ever more chaotic, you are not imagining it. Getting your financial affairs in order is essential. That is what a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap will do for you. Combining lifetime income with Stanford University recommended RIGs and tactical portfolio strategies to help you address inflation, we can help you weather this instability. Go to csrp.info for an appointment. And remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Mind-bending disclosure this weekend. They're using the cover of the drones to put the bad news out, the bad news that they know you're going to find out what they did because Trump's about to take office. So they're putting it out now so that when it breaks, when his people go into these weaponized agencies to find the truth, they'll say, oh, that's old news. We told you about that. No, they didn't. That's no big deal. But this is a big deal. And what it means is an even bigger deal. Okay, remember during COVID, for years, all these federal agencies, including the Pentagon, CIA, State Department, they all had their own studies, which concluded that they couldn't conclude where COVID came from. Didn't know. It was all very confusing. Probably a wet market, probably, but maybe a lab. It's possible, but probably not. In fact, in the beginning, they said they didn't know at all. And then eventually later studies would show that they would put out, well, we don't know. It's just not a lot of confidence. We just can't. They knew the whole time that it came out of the Wuhan lab. They knew it came out from, they knew it came from the Wuhan lab. Get this, before you had ever heard the word COVID or knew what it was. When you would have still been walking around going, what's a COVID? It's shocking. And the implications of this are massive. They're so much bigger than COVID. There's a guy by the name of John Myers. John Myers is a retired Pentagon intelligence official, and his job was to brief the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff on all the world's gravest threats. That's what he did. So this weekend, he did an interview with a paper called the UK Sun. It's the Sun, pretty good publication, actually, in the UK. Pretty interesting publication in the UK. He does an interview with them where he drops this bombshell. Oh, yeah, we knew it came out of the Wuhan lab. We knew it was man-made. In fact, I briefed the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon on this in October 2019. When would we first, as a public, when was the first mention of COVID and that it was out there? January 2020. So before we ever had heard the word COVID or knew about that virus, Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it, wet market virus, they knew it came out of a lab and was man-made. Mm-hmm. So they lied the whole time. Yeah, your Pentagon, y'all, your Pentagon. They were aware of the virus and aware that it came from the lab 2 months before the pandemic was even officially acknowledged. And they lied the whole time. Okay. Remember what we learned from Missouri v. Biden. That's a censorship case before the Supreme Court. We learned what? This is facts, indisputable. The FBI censored for 30 different entities and agencies. Among them, the Pentagon. Among the things they censored, the origin of COVID. In other words, they censored people like me who asked legitimate and turns out correct questions about the origin of COVID, knowing the whole damn time it came out of that lab. Why are they hiding this? Well, the reporter at the Sun newspaper actually asked Pentagon intelligence official John Myers this. Why did you hide it? Why did the Pentagon hide it? You knew it had escaped the lab. By the way, they knew it had escaped the Wuhan lab the whole time, and they never warned us? Nope. They were too busy pretending not to know what it was. These are people trying to, whose job it is to keep us safe. Anyway, John Myers is asked by the reporter, so wait a minute, why did you concoct this lie? Why did the Pentagon concoct this lie? Why did the CIA concoct this lie? Why did the FBI concoct this lie? Why did they all go along with it? He said, quote, self-preservation, unquote. Why? Because they funded it. Echo Health Alliance ultimately took in, you'll remember, because they were the ones that facilitated the transfer of the deadly technology from UNC Chapel Hill to the Chinese Communist Party, the gain-of-function technology that allowed them to create COVID. They didn't have it before. Echo Health Alliance received more than $123 million in funding from U.S. government for the transfer, including $39 million from the Pentagon and $64 million from an agency called USAID, which is the operations arm of the CIA. So when he says, when he's asked by the reporter, well, why'd you lie? Self-preservation. They funded it. Now let's think about this for a minute, shall we? The Pentagon has really one job. Protect us from our worst enemies on Earth, but most specifically, protect us from our worst enemy on Earth. Who's that? China. You sent money and the gain of function technology to create COVID, which killed millions. You sent it to the Wuhan lab, which everybody in the world knew. I mean, it wasn't a secret. You could find out on Google. The Wuhan lab wasn't just some lab. It was the bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army. By the way, they used this gain-of-function technology, as we know, to create other versions of COVID that, thank God, did not get out, the ones that kill 50% and the ones that kill up to 80%. Hope those never get out. Let me ask you a question. There's a reason I'm bringing this up today. Other than that, it shocks the mind. Think about this for a minute. If the Pentagon would do that with our worst enemy on Earth, if the Chinese were to send, I don't know, drones the size of SUVs that actually did pose a danger, would they stop them when they flew over cities and towns and nuclear facilities? I don't know. Can't say definitively, not after this. Or would they protect them? Let them do whatever they want. You know the way they did with that balloon. They lied to buy the Chinese time to surveil our most sensitive sites because that's what they did. Remember those lies? Remember the sequence of those lies? It took a local reporter to notice that balloon. We would have never known they let it go over our country. And then at first they said, well, it's just a weather balloon that blew off track. They can't actually control it. Then it was, oh, look, it's doing figure eights over our military facilities. Seems strange. And then like, okay, well, it can't, they can remotely control it, but we can't shoot it down. It's too dangerous. It's so, you know, by the time we noticed it, it was over land. And then they're like, oh, that balloon. Yeah, we kind of did watch it take off from China and sail over the ocean where we could have shot it down, but we lied. If they would let the Chinese do that, in fact, they never shot it down until basically the public outcry became too much. If they would do that, would they cover for our worst enemies on Earth if they wanted to fly over drones over our most sensitive facilities? You bet they would, because they've already done it. Would they stop them if they were dropping radiological material on us, biological material on us, maybe biological material from the Wuhan lab? I don't know. What do you think? And that's what's really scary. I don't know. I can't say for certain, but I know they'd lie to me about it. I know they'd lie to me about it to buy the Chinese time to do whatever bad thing they were going to do, because they already did. And we need to begin to face the fact as a country that the Pentagon is a weaponized agency, as is the CIA, as is USAID. They're a weaponized agency, and they have merged with the Democrat party and they see us as the enemy. We need to begin to deal with that. And this disclosure underlines that. They knew the whole time it came out of that lab and they lied about it from the beginning. And no, they didn't even warn us. Hey, there's this virus just got out of the lab. You know the one we created? Yeah, we transferred the technology to our worst enemy on Earth so they could weaponize it and use it and kill people with it. Yeah, we did that. Hey, it's coming our way. I cannot, folks, what this tells you is how dangerous this agency is. And keep in mind this too, what we found out, we just found out about Act Blue. It's all related. Act Blue is the fundraising nexus to the Democrat Party. They get out the vote with it. Remember, we just literally busted them last week taking millions, if not billions of dollars from the Chinese in illegal donations on preloaded cash debit cards, which they've only just now stopped taking, the Democrats. Who was donating? Venezuela, China, Russia. Where does the Democrat Party end and the Chinese Communist Party begin? And where does the Democrat Party and the Chinese Communist Party end and the Pentagon begin? I don't know. I think they're merging. And I think they're at war. At war with us. And if Trump doesn't almost completely, thoroughly clean out the Pentagon, we may lose. He's got 4 years to do it. So, Lee, heard your newscast. And, of course, we opened the show with this morning.
Yeah.
It's just so strange to me. We have two presidents simultaneously. One of them saying, oh, yeah, if you think you're seeing drones up there, you're just confused. It's probably like a bird or a plane or something. In fact, most of them are just planes. This is not really going on. Most of them are hobbyist drones. You know, you can get on Amazon, blah, blah. No big deal. So don't even worry. We can't even confirm this is a problem. So that's one president. Here's the other yesterday.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
So just really jarring.
Yeah.
To get a completely opposite message between the two presidents. He says he thinks the drones aren't the enemy, Trump says, because they would have been shot down. I'm not convinced of that, but that's what he says.
I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should.
Okay, and then finally he says, listen, they've been even seen over, you know, his Bedminster,
yeah.
New Jersey.
Golf course, yeah.
And so he says he thinks he's just not going to go there. It's not safe.
They happen to be over Bedminster, one another, too. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Coming from the guy who's had two assassination attempts against him, so just saying.
Yeah, I mean, they would make me nervous. I don't think I would accept from the Biden administration, oh, hey, don't worry about those drones over Bedminster or our nuclear facilities or anywhere else. No, that's good. We're cool. Meanwhile, totally credible people, like people running nuclear facilities, people running utilities with nuclear facilities are like, yeah, there's drones. We need the FAA to close the airspace. Lee actually found that audio you mentioned earlier today. Yeah. Credit you for that. I was very curious to hear it after you talked about it.
Yeah.
And it's from a podcast that they got it. What this is radio communication between Andrews Air Force Base in Ohio. Not New Jersey,
yeah.
Ohio, and it's between a military helicopter and a Prince George's County police helicopter investigating what? Drones flying at 600 to 900 feet, like real ones, apparently. Unlike Joe Biden, they seem to think they're real. It's really weird. Okay, so here's the communication I'll translate because it's not super clear. And this is them sighting the drone. Again, military helicopter, police helicopter. Credible people.
So the drones that we received, we had a few drones high, about 900 feet,
Yeah, so it's the Air Force Base. So it's a problem. These are those big drones, those big SUV ones. You can't order one of those on Amazon because they can't sell them. Okay, now listen to this part. This is the killer part where the police helicopter reports, hey, it's like, you know, I can see it's in about a mile. You know, one of them is about a mile from me, tries to pursue it and couldn't keep up with it. So I don't know if these people have gotten the Joe Biden memo where Joe Biden personally came out and said, "Dad, no, you're just imagining things. It's probably a plane."
That's kind of interesting that a police helicopter, which, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, military grade generally, right, but that's pretty fast chopper, could not keep up with a drone. I mean, I realize that generally those are supposed to be smaller than regular manned helicopters and might, you know, be able to accelerate rather quickly. But still, that seems a lot. And why would they be trying to evade it if it's like a drone?
Yeah.
Unless you've got a reason to want to evade law enforcement.
To me, it suggests that these are military grade at a minimum. They were made to be. You can book it that fast. Why would you need to book it that fast? Well, because you'd be in a war zone. That's why. Otherwise, why do they need to go fast? Yeah. I mean, the idea that can't. Anyway, I mean, so this is not a hobbyist drone. This is either military grade or this is somebody who works on these military grade drones and can build them in their garage. But then you know what? It would be like one drone. You know how expensive it'd be to make one of these in your garage?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you're talking about a one-off vehicle, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, that's more expensive. Obviously, you won't mass produce things to bring down the cost, but. Seriously, this is, I don't know. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just the whole thing where we actually have audio of government officials, you know, air traffic controllers or military helicopter pilots, police helicopter pilots that are identifying these things, stating specifically what they are. And then you have the White House trying to say, oh, this is just nothing.
Exactly. It's then you have Trump saying, oh, they know it is something. Yeah. Meanwhile, we've got our first ever Supreme Court justice on Broadway. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has no idea what a woman is, despite personally giving birth herself. She's still confused. Ketanji Brown Jackson got to fulfill her lifetime dream, she says, of appearing in a Broadway play. So, of course, she chooses an LGBTQ-oriented production. It's called And Juliet. They lopped the Romeo part off. You know, Romeo and Juliet? Yeah, it's now just Juliet. Because who the heck needs a white male? What's interesting is they gave her a choice of numerous characters that she could play, and she chose the they, it, them. A non-gendered character that goes by the pronouns he, she, and they. So when Ketanji Brown Jackson said she could not define what a woman is, well, she didn't choose to play one either, or a man. Folks, this just shows you how culturally different they are from us. The left are radical elites. And how many people that you know, if given the, you know, their lifetime dream is to appear on Broadway, would choose a genderless character? But that is now the apex of left-wing grievance groups, to be genderless. It's the greatest thing you could aspire to. That's why she picked it. And you know what, folks? Ask yourself this. How many people do you know would have done this if given the chance, would have chosen that character? I bet it's, for most people, one max, but for most of us, none. This is how different they are, how differently they think our liberal elites than we do. And the power of this crazy ideology is spreading. And so is the homicidal rage that goes with it. Enter the Abundant Life Christian School shooter in Madison, Wisconsin. They've identified her now. She's a 15-year-old girl named Natalie Lynn Rupnow, who goes by Sam online. She killed two, plus herself. Two others right now are fighting for their lives. We hope they make it. But why? She's yet another left-wing woke shooter weaponized by left-wing ideology who's clearly copying the Audrey Hale shooting of another Christian school. Now, listen to her manifesto. Folks, I swear she'd have gotten an A for this or pretty close to it if she'd turned it in as a college freshman, should she, you know, have lived that long, as mired online in left-wing ideology as she was. What was she angry at? The patriarchy. Folks, I didn't even know what the patriarchy was when I was 15. I didn't even hear about it till I went to college. But she was already filled with rage to the brim. Here's what she writes. Women are the only hope for this wretched world. But even women have been brainwashed by moids for too long that they've internalized the patriarchy and turned on each other, always begging for the male approval and validation. It's disgusting. I realize the truth. Men are irredeemable. Rad Femme Hitler is blanking vindicated now. Men, they can't be reformed or redeemed. They're a blanking scourge on the earth. The only solution is total extermination. And she says everyone is a parasite. Every single male must be wiped out from babies to the elderly. Only then can women be free to create a new world. I'll be a pioneer. I'll be the first to take the first step. I don't care if they're fathers, brothers, husbands, sons, teachers, police, and especially racial slur. She uses a racial slur here that starts with N, or politicians. I've been craving to kill them all. This is my mission. Only when their parasitic sludge has been expunged from this earth is when the world will be clean and women can start over. I swear she could turn this in as a freshman in a college and probably get a pretty good grade. Like so many left-wing mass shooters, and that's about all we have anymore, she wanted to start a revolution. Somebody should have told her about the stats that just came out this weekend. Do you realize 59.5% of the people in college right now are women? Yeah, and 39.5% are men. In what patriarchal repressive society would that even be possible? But this hate, this fake hate driven by the narrative of fake repression is everywhere, including from Ketanji Brown Jackson. Listen to the only line she delivered in that play, Anne Juliet. You'll see what I'm talking about. Here's yet another female Supreme Court justice chosen because she's female and black. Not only is nothing stopping her in this world, she gets an extra boost that men will never get because she's female. But it's not good enough.
Female empowerment. Sick. I like it too. I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Increasingly for the left, unfortunately, female empowerment means crushing the patriarchy, the same patriarchy that's provided us with 60% female college enrollment. Anyway, crushing the patriarchy in an increasingly violent way. Yeah, this is the same left that cheered almost universally for the murder of the white male United Healthcare CEO. Believe me, if there was a black female CEO presiding over the same corruption, and yes, United Healthcare has been extremely corrupt in the way it has handled claims, but yes, if it was a black female CEO equally evil, it wouldn't be possible to cheer her execution for no clear reason. But Natalie Lynn Rupnow watched the murder of a patriarchal white male, a CEO, watched the celebrity status that Luigi Mangione has achieved, got the gun she got for her birthday, and the rest is history. By the way, I'm enjoying my new Blue Sky account very much. You know, the new liberal platform. I've been on there a week now with one sole mission. I'm trying to find one liberal who will condemn, even one, the killing by Luigi Mangione of the white male United Healthcare CEO. And I can't find one. No, seriously, every day I've downloaded the app. I go on and I search his name, Luigi Mangione, or United Healthcare, and I just read the stream. The joy, actually, about his execution is still going on. I'm trying to find even one person who says this is wrong. So far, I can't. They're having a great time celebrating the murder. And as I use Blue Sky, I think we have totally underestimated the left. We don't properly appreciate how homicidal they are in mobs, and they're forming one on Blue Sky. So, Lee, heard your newscast, and of course, we opened the show with this morning.
Yeah.
It's just so strange to me. We have two presidents simultaneously. One of them saying, oh, yeah, if you think you're seeing drones up there, you're just confused. It's probably like a bird or a plane or something. In fact, most of them are just planes. This is not really going on. Most of them are hobbyist drones. You know, you can get on Amazon, blah, blah. No big deal. So don't even worry. We can't even confirm this is a problem. So that's one president. Here's the other yesterday.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
So just really jarring.
Yeah.
To get a completely opposite message between the two presidents. He says he thinks the drones aren't the enemy, Trump says, because they would have been shot down. I'm not convinced of that, but that's what he says.
I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should.
Hmm. Okay, and then finally, he says, listen, they've been even seen over, you know, his Bedminster. New Jersey.
Golf course.
And so he says he thinks he's just not going to go there. It's not safe.
They happen to be over Bedminster, one another, too. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you ever seen an intelligence briefing on
drones? I don't want to comment on that.
Coming from the guy who's had two assassination attempts against him, so just saying.
Yeah, I mean, they would make me nervous. I don't think I would accept from the Biden administration, oh, hey, don't worry about those drones over Bedminster or our nuclear facilities or anywhere else. No, that's good. We're cool. Meanwhile, totally credible people, like people running nuclear facilities, people running utilities with nuclear facilities are like, yeah, there's drones. We need the FAA to close the airspace. Lee, I actually found that audio you mentioned earlier today. Yeah. Credit you for that. I was very curious to hear it after you talked about it.
Yeah.
And it's from a podcast that they got it. What this is radio communication between Andrews Air Force Base in Ohio. Not New Jersey,
yeah.
Ohio, and it's between a military helicopter and a Prince George's County police helicopter investigating what? Drones flying at 600 to 900 feet, like real ones, apparently. Unlike Joe Biden, they seem to think they're real. It's really weird. Okay, so here's the communication I'll translate because it's not super clear. And this is them sighting the drone. Again, military helicopter, police helicopter. Credible people.
So the drones that we received, so we had a few drones high, about 900 feet MSL, and then two drones low, maybe about 600 feet MSL. They were in Zone 3, hovering around Route 2, right as you make the turn along the river.
Yeah, so it's the Air Force Base. So it's a problem. These are those big drones, those big SUV ones. You can't order one of those on Amazon because they can't sell them. Okay, now listen to this part. This is the killer part where the police helicopter reports, hey, it's like, you know, I can see it's in about a mile, you know, the one of them is about a mile from me, tries to pursue it and couldn't keep up with it.
We got within about a mile of it. It is accelerated.
So I don't know if these people have gotten the Joe Biden memo where Joe Biden personally came out and said, no, you're just imagining things. It's probably a plane.
That's kind of interesting that a police helicopter, which, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, military grade generally, right. But that's pretty fast chopper,
yeah.
Could not keep up with a drone. I mean, I realize that generally those are supposed to be smaller than regular manned helicopters and might, you know, be able to accelerate rather quickly. But still, that seems a little odd. And why would they be trying to evade it if it's like a drone?
Yeah.
Unless you've got a reason to want to evade law enforcement.
To me, it suggests that these are military grade at a minimum. They were made to be. You can book it that fast. Why would you need to book it that fast? Well, because you'd be in a war zone. That's why. Otherwise, why do they need to go fast? Yeah. I mean, the idea that so this is not a hobbyist drone. This is either military grade or this is somebody who works on these military grade drones and can build them in their garage. But it would be like one drone. You know how expensive it'd be to make one of these in your garage?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you're talking about a one-off vehicle, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, that's more expensive. Obviously, you want mass-produced things to bring down the cost, but. Seriously, this is, I don't know. Just the whole thing where we actually have audio of government officials, you know, air traffic controllers or military helicopter pilots, police helicopter pilots that are identifying these things, stating specifically what they are. And then you have the White House trying to say, oh, this is just nothing.
Exactly. And then you have Trump saying, oh, they know it is something. Yeah. Meanwhile, we've got our first ever Supreme Court justice on Broadway. Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has no idea what a woman is, despite personally giving birth herself. She's still confused. Ketanji Brown Jackson got to fulfill her lifetime dream, she says, of appearing in a Broadway play. So, of course, she chooses an LGBTQ-oriented production. It's called And Juliet. They lopped the Romeo part off. You know, Romeo and Juliet? Yeah, it's now just Juliet. Because who the heck needs a white male? What's interesting is they gave her a choice of numerous characters that she could play, and she chose the they, it, them. A non-gendered character that goes by the pronouns he, she, and they. So when Ketanji Brown Jackson said she could not define what a woman is, well, she didn't choose to play one either, or a man. Folks, this just shows you how culturally different they are from us. The left are radical elites. How many people that you know, if given the, you know, their lifetime dream is to appear on Broadway, would choose a genderless character? But that is now the apex of left-wing grievance groups, to be genderless. It's the greatest thing you could aspire to. That's why she picked it. And you know what, folks? Ask yourself this. How many people do you know would have done this if given the chance, would have chosen that character? I bet it's, for most people, one max, but for most of us, none. This is how different they are, how differently they think our liberal elites than we do. And the power of this crazy ideology is spreading. And so is the homicidal rage that goes with it. Enter the Abundant Life Christian School shooter in Madison, Wisconsin. They've identified her now. She's a 15-year-old girl named Natalie Lynn Rupnow, who goes by Sam online. She killed two, plus herself. Two others right now are fighting for their lives. We hope they make it. But why? She's yet another left-wing woke shooter weaponized by left-wing ideology who's clearly copying the Audrey Hale shooting of another Christian school. Now, listen to her manifesto. Folks, I swear she'd have gotten an A for this, or pretty close to it, if she'd turned it in as a college freshman, should she, you know, have lived that long, as mired online in left-wing ideology as she was. What was she angry at? The patriarchy. Folks, I didn't even know what the patriarchy was when I was 15. I didn't even hear about it till I went to college. But she was already filled with rage to the brim. Here's what she writes. Women are the only hope for this wretched world. But even women have been brainwashed by moids for too long that they've internalized the patriarchy and turned on each other, always begging for the male approval and validation. It's disgusting. I realize the truth. Men are irredeemable. Rad Femme Hitler is blanking vindicated now. Men, they can't be reformed or redeemed. They're a blanking scourge on the earth. The only solution is total extermination. And she says everyone is a parasite. Every single male must be wiped out, from babies to the elderly. Only then can women be free to create a new world. I'll be a pioneer. I'll be the first to take the first step. I don't care if they're fathers, brothers, husbands, sons, teachers, police, and especially racial slur. She uses a racial slur here that starts with N, or politicians. I've been craving to kill them all. This is my mission. Only when their parasitic sludge has been expunged from this earth is when the world will be clean and women can start over. I swear she could turn this in as a freshman in a college and probably get a pretty good grade. Like so many left-wing mass shooters, and that's about all we have anymore, she wanted to start a revolution. Somebody should have told her about the stats that just came out this weekend. Do you realize 59.5% of the people in college right now are women? Yeah, and 39.5% are men. In what patriarchal repressive society would that even be possible? But this hate, this fake hate driven by the narrative of fake repression is everywhere, including from Ketanji Brown Jackson. Listen to the only line she delivered in that play, Anne Juliet. You'll see what I'm talking about. Here's yet another female Supreme Court justice chosen because she's female and black. Not only is nothing stopping her in this world, she gets an extra boost that men will never get because she's female. But it's not good enough.
Female empowerment. Sick. I like it too. I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Increasingly for the left, unfortunately, female empowerment means crushing the patriarchy, the same patriarchy that's provided us with 60% female college enrollment. Anyway, crushing the patriarchy in an increasingly violent way. Yeah, this is the same left that cheered almost universally for the murder of the white male UnitedHealthcare CEO. Believe me, if there was a black female CEO presiding over the same corruption, and yes, UnitedHealthcare has been extremely corrupt in the way it has handled claims, but yes, if it was a black female CEO equally evil, it wouldn't be possible to cheer her execution for no clear reason. But Natalie Lynn Rupnow watched the murder of a patriarchal white male, a CEO, watched the celebrity status that Luigi Mangione has achieved, got the gun she got for her birthday, and the rest is history. By the way, I'm enjoying my new Blue Sky account very much. You know, the new liberal platform. I've been on there a week now with one sole mission. I'm trying to find one liberal who will condemn, even one, the killing by Luigi Mangione of the white male UnitedHealthcare CEO, and I can't find one. No, seriously, every day I've downloaded the app, I go on and I search his name, Luigi Mangione, or UnitedHealthcare, and I just read the stream. The joy, actually, about his execution is still going on. I'm trying to find even one person who says this is wrong. So far, I can't. They're having a great time celebrating the murder. And as I use Blue Sky, I think we have totally underestimated the left. We don't properly appreciate how homicidal they are in mobs. And they're forming one on Blue Sky.